In Turkey, the veteran leader of the country's main opposition party, Deniz Baykal, has resigned over a sex video. The video, which has been circulated on the internet, allegedly shows him with a fellow member of parliament. But Mr. Baykal has accused the government of plotting against him. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Sex, lies and videotape are now dominating Turkish politics. A secretly recorded video allegedly shows the veteran leader of Turkey's centre-left People's Republican Party, Deniz Baykal, in a bedroom with a fellow parliamentary deputy. In an emotional address to his party, he claimed he was a victim of a government-orchestrated plot to remove him. Such private images cannot be taped and such a plot can't be carried out without the knowledge of the government, Baykal said. So-called well-intentioned statements from the government can't conceal this crime. Those who criticize the plot are the real initiators. Even though he did not deny it was him in the video, many of his fellow party members wept openly during his resignation speech. The woman believed to be in the video was his former secretary, who has enjoyed a meteoric rise through the party ranks. She was, until the scandal broke, widely tipped to become a deputy leader at this month's party conference. Ever since the video was made public, Turkish media has been awash with conspiracy theories over who was behind it. But Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan angrily rejected the charge he had anything to do with the video. The government will not take responsibility for issues that do not pertain to it. We took all the necessary precautions immediately, and the opposition must not try to blame us for things it's responsible for, Erdogan said. I wish he could deny these events, but if he can't, then he should not throw blame onto others. Erdogan's denial, according to many observers, has a ring of truth. For Baykal, even though he's been leader of the country's main opposition, has never won an election in his 18 years as party leader. Many senior members of the ruling AK party openly declare that Baykal is their greatest asset. One minister once quipped that every morning he thanks God for Baykal. There's now growing speculation that the video may have been released by opponents within his own party. For although Baykal consistently proves unpopular with the electorate, his iron grip on the party organisation has made it all but impossible to remove him. Still, the 71-year-old Baykal is a political survivor. Even though he said he would not attend this month's party congress, speculation is growing that his supporters are planning his return to power, labelling any other leadership candidate as a traitor. And Baykal did leave the door slightly open for a return. My resignation does not mean running away or giving in, Baykal said. I will continue fighting against such plots. But pressure is also expected to grow both within and outside the party for a new leader who could more effectively challenge the ruling AK party in next year's general election. The coming weeks are now being seen as potentially crucial to determining the future political landscape of Turkish politics. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.